In an age of rapid change, growing complexity, and endless noise, we often take for granted the very faculty that allows us to navigate it all, reason. But what is reason, really? How does it function in our daily lives? And most importantly, how can we cultivate a form of reasoning that leads not just to sharper thinking, but to a richer, more integrated experience of life? This is the journey the philosophy of reason invites us to undertake. A journey that moves beyond the old dichotomies of logic versus emotion, intellect versus intuition, or reason versus spirituality. It's an exploration of reason not as a cold tool of calculation, but as a living dynamic process that touches every layer of who we are. Reason as wholeness, not reduction. For many, reason conjures images of abstraction, syllogisms, equations, arguments, systems. But at its heart, reason is the simple and profound act of making sense. It is the connective tissue between experience and meaning, between perception and action. Reason is how we align ideas, interpret events, weigh choices, and construct a life that coheres. But it's not confined to formal logic. As the book shows, reason lives in dialogue with emotion, intuition, spirituality, and culture. It is not merely mechanical, it's an evolving, human, and often courageous endeavor. The eight axioms of reason. At the core of the book's framework are eight axioms, four from the domain of formal reasoning and four from a holistic perspective. These axioms anchor the exploration of reason throughout the book and provide a philosophical foundation for integrating reason into everyday life. Formal axioms remind us that reason operates across languages, that paradoxes can deepen rather than defeat understanding, and that the limits we encounter are often not failures of reason, but failures of engagement. Holistic axioms extend this foundation by affirming that reason is active, contextual, interconnected with emotion and intuition, and inherently fallible. In short, to reason as a human is to reason with humility. Beyond the mind, emotion, intuition, and spirituality. One of the most powerful contributions of the philosophy of reason is its refusal to treat emotion as the enemy of thought. Emotion, it argues, gives reason its relevance. Without it, reason becomes sterile. With it, reason becomes anchored in meaning. Intuition, similarly, is not dismissed as irrational, but honored as a form of fast, unconscious intelligence, a crucial guide when reasoning alone reaches its limits. And spirituality, often framed as the other of rationality, is presented here as its complement, the dimension of mystery, depth, and meaning that enlarges rather than opposes reason. Reason in society and the self. Reason is not just a personal practice. It's a collective one. The book examines how reasoning shapes cultures, institutions, and public life, and how its distortion leads to polarization, manipulation, and systemic breakdown. It calls for a renewal of public reason rooted in intellectual humility, ethical reflection, and the courage to think together. At the same time, the practice of reason is deeply personal. It's the moment of pause before reaction, the willingness to revise one's beliefs, the integration of heart, mind, and spirit in the search for what is true, good, and just. The limits and future of reason. Perhaps most humbling is the book's exploration of the limits of reason. There are paradoxes reason cannot fully resolve, mysteries it cannot penetrate, and complexities it cannot reduce to formula. But this is not a defeat, it's an invitation. An invitation to live with reverence, to integrate other ways of knowing, and to let reason become not just a method, but a way of being. As we face an era shaped by artificial intelligence, climate disruption, and global uncertainty, the philosophy of reason calls us to evolve not only technologically, but ethically and spiritually. It challenges us to cultivate a reasoning that is adaptive, compassionate, and alive toward a holistic life. In the end, this work is not about winning arguments or perfecting logic. It is about integration. It is about living with clarity and care. About reasoning not to control life, but to meet it more fully. To reason well is to live well, to live in right relationship with ourselves, each other, and the world.